On March 13, 2004, Private First Class Joel Brittain died in Iraq when a bomb struck his patrol vehicle. For his family, this Memorial Day will be the first without him. Brittain left behind parents, step-parents, brothers, sisters, and a 21-year-old wife. Joining us from his home in Brea, California, is Joel Brittain's father, Gary Brittain. And thank you for joining us today.
Thank you.
And this must be a tough Memorial Day for you and your family.
Yes, it hasn't quite sunk in yet. We're kind of on overload.
Can you describe some of the things that have been going on this past week and some of the conversations you've had with his fellow soldiers?
Yes. We've just spent 4 days with the other members of his platoon and the company and the 82nd Airborne, and we were there with other parents. We were in a kind of a covered canopy with the other parents and family of soldiers that they had lost over there from the different companies and the different regiments. It was huge. It was honoring. It was, like I said, it was a little overwhelming.
So did you get a better sense of what your son was doing over there and what it was like for him?
Yes. It was just interesting. It's like, these are the other soldiers he fought with. These are the other soldiers he patrolled with. These are the other soldiers he lived with. It was like, this is what he did, you know.
And did you think when you were there, Joel could easily have been among all these thousands of soldiers?
Oh, yeah. I heard one comment that became real, that still kind of sticks with me. He said, IEDs are the weapon we can't see.
These are these improvised explosive devices,
yes.
Roadside bombs.
It's one of those few weapons the enemy has where they're able to stay up with our ability to detect it or not detect it. And in the case of Joel's accident, you know, they were set up. They know that once they had done the investigation. And this one was one of those that left a crater in the road. I mean, it, you know, you're talking about picking up a large army vehicle and lifting it in the air.
On this Memorial Day, you must be thinking a lot about Joel and how he died. And do you ever think he died a senseless death?
No. I think I could have. I am from the Vietnam generation. But he spent so much time thinking about it. He said, this is my duty. And quite frankly, he said he didn't have any reason to join unless he joined an organization that was a band of brothers. I mean, that's literally what motivated him. And I can tell you this, after the 4 days there, I was in tears almost every day about how close these guys are. You don't see it. You know, they're young men, and they're all picking on each other all the time and joking and stuff like that. But how do they put it? They all had each other's back. You know, he had a lot of choices in his life, and he thought this choice through.
And what will you be doing for the rest of the day?
I will go out to the cemetery. I will appreciate what he did more. I mean, that really, really, really happened back there. This is what he did. I mean, I heard about what he did, but I didn't know what he did. I will think about the different things that the guy said. These American soldiers are trained to be fighters. They're the best in the world. And their fellow soldiers honor and protect them. Americans should honor and protect them. And as a parent, I'm going to go and honor my son today.
Well, my condolences to you and your family this Memorial Day.
Thank you.
Gary Brittain of Brea, California. His son, Private First Class Joel Brittain, died in Iraq in March. And you can see Joel's memorial webpage by visiting npr.org.